I would say the record of pole positions to equal Mario Andretti or even beat him would be amazing, just because of who he is and what he's meant to this sport really around the world. So yeah, something I would never have dreamed of when I started out racing. But yeah, around some iconic people as far as race wins and pole positions. So yeah, it's really cool.
Hey everyone, this is Will Power, IndyCar driver, and you are on the road today on WGN.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and on the line with us, excited to have on IndyCar Series champion, 2008 Indianapolis 500 champion, the racing pride of Toowoomba, Australia, and the driver of the number 12 Chevrolet for Team Penske NTD Data IndyCar Series, the one and only Will Power. Welcome to WGN.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you on. Now, starting the season fresh, 2020, a season like no other, but still two victories, 14 consecutive years with wins, closing in on Mario's pole record. You know, as you get into the new season, did 2020 do anything for your confidence? Do you figure it's just on brand for Will Power? Or did it give you that thought that no matter what the world throws at you, you'll be okay?
Yeah, I would say it did give me some confidence. As the cars change and the situations change, I'm always adapting and have done over the last 17 years. So, I have to say I'm always a little anxious before the season starts because you always wonder where you're going to stack up and if you're good enough and about everything. I think that's what's driven me over the years. I've never felt comfortable. I've never felt content with my skills, so I'm constantly working on them.
Kind of switching things up may actually be an advantage, build in a little bit of chaos for the competitors. For Barber Motorsports Park, your Penske teammate Joseph Newgarden has had a lot of success there. Your thoughts on starting there, that is maybe a little bit different, instead of it being over at St. Pete's for it and starting the race in Alabama.
Yeah, it is certainly a different track, no question. I think qualifying is really important there. They just resurfaced it, so it's got a lot of grip, which will make qualifying even more important, because when there's no tire degradation and the cars aren't sliding around, people make less mistakes, so it's certainly harder to pass. But, we've tested there a couple times in the off season, so I think we have pretty good cars there. I know it's the most stacked field in history, so one tenth's going to move you a few spots if you don't get it exactly right. So it's going to be, it's very, honestly, I could not tell you where we think we will end up, in the mix. It's so tight.
Well, people have had Joseph in there as one of the favorites, of course, but you're in there too. And not only because of what it means, but also because of the speed that you have in the cars. And so as you shake off some rust from an off season like no other, it's the kind of thing where you've had a lot of time, less practice, more downtime. Has that been a good thing for you? Where have you been able to maybe get your mind off of maybe focusing or obsessing on the track? And what kind of things listeners have wanted to know what the driver's been doing in the off season? Have you been working on your drumming? Did you learn a foreign language, maybe cooking? Are you doing any of that stuff?
I have been drumming actually a lot lately. Been playing many different songs and just working on drumming. I kind of go in and out of that, but I've been out of the go-kart track, and unfortunately I haven't been able to go back to Australia because of COVID, so I haven't seen my parents for a couple of years. But they're getting older. My dad had open heart surgery, so I'd like to get back there and see him soon. But long off season felt like a really, really long off season. It's kind of felt like we should have been racing 2 months ago.
You miss your parents, and obviously that's one of the main places that you want to get back to for obvious reasons. As the season opens up, as kind of the country opens up, and you get to not only go to those tracks just for what's on NBC on the racing side, but also experience the community a little bit. The fans love to see you guys. Are there places on the series where you do love to go, or where you are looking forward to getting back to, not only for yourself but with the fans, and whether it's the food scene or just the town itself that you've enjoyed over the years?
Oh, I actually enjoy the towns. I love going to Long Beach. I love going to St. Pete. Obviously, Indianapolis. I love it when it's fully open too. When you get to see fans on practice days at Indianapolis, you'll see people come out in their work clothes, and check it out. So I don't think they'll get to do that this year again, but at least we will have fans in the stands from what I understand. So, yeah. Yep. I kind of showed you last year how much fans really make the sport and the atmosphere and make it fun.
It's crazy to look at, too, because even though the fans weren't there, I'm sure you've noticed on social media, certainly it's there in a lot of the coverage, and the vibe is that the sport, and basically by being, you know, one of those main ways people could connect to sports coming back during the pandemic, racing had a leading role. Is that there is so much excitement and anticipation for IndyCar, specifically for you guys for this season. Can you feel that? Because it's hard necessarily to tell when the stands are empty, but as the season opens up, there is a lot of momentum that IndyCar has gained. Of course, Roger being part of it as well. Now, I mean, it's going to be big. Can you feel that? Is there a different vibe?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like IndyCar is headed in the right direction for the last decade. Roger buying it, you know, unfortunate for Roger that he bought it at the worst time, but fortunate for the series, to be honest, because, you know, he's able to weather the storm of COVID for now, and you know, I think we're lucky in that respect. But I think there's a lot of interest in IndyCar. You've got the deepest talent in the history of the sport right now, and quality of teams. So yeah, it's there's no way you can predict who will be champion this year. You know, I think there'll be a lot of different winners.
One of the things, one of the last things is, you know, consistency has been part of what it is that you do, and you just put your head down and you race one of the most popular racers in the sport for a lot of different reasons, certainly for what you do on track, certainly the personality as well. But when it comes to history, does any of that stuff happen? I mean, over this year and then the next few years, you're going to be coming up on some of these records, breaking some of these, entering into a little bit of racing immortality. Does that come into play ever in either what you do, how you do, how you prepare, or even how you think? Or is it just something that you talk about when we bring it up?
It's, I would say the record of pole positions to equal Mario Andretti or even beat him would be amazing, just because of who he is and what he's meant to this sport really around the world. So it would be, something I would never have dreamed of as, when I started out racing. But, that's something that I've planted in my subconscious. So you subconsciously know the importance of getting those pole positions to get up there. I'm around some iconic people as far as race wins and pole positions. So yeah, it's really cool. It's not something I think about when I'm out there, but obviously in my downtime, when I think about it, it's humbling.
It is great company to keep. And with the season starting a little bit later, it is almost May. And you know that the Indianapolis and, of course, the world of racing comes alive in May as we kind of get towards the Indianapolis 500, where I feel as whether it's the pandemic kind of hopefully, right, lessening and things opening up a little bit. And really, what is that great emergence for racing in one of the biggest sporting events in the world, regardless of sports? Talk a little bit about just the anticipation for that. You mentioned a little bit just how much it is, what it means to the fans. It's huge, not just on race day, but all that pageantry leading up, and then also to be there, kind of have the sport coming back. And then, like you said, with Roger, with Penske, have you guys, Team Penske, almost sort of like being the hosts?
Yeah, it's I think we're all excited that we can have fans this year, and it's there's no event like it. As a team, we've put a huge amount of emphasis on development towards the 500 this year, because we struggled last year. So I feel like we're coming back with at least equal equipment to the Honda guys. Certainly looking forward to going there. And once again, it's kind of like the season opener. You want to see where you stack up. It's the same thing when you turn up to the speedway. You're waiting to see where you stack up on speed. So we'll get to see that here soon.
It's going to be exciting as the season opens up in Alabama, of course, and also looking forward to that Indianapolis 500. You'll see him on track, one of the very best in the business, looking for his second Indy 500 win. And one of the fan favorites, too, and one of the best in the business, Will Power. Thanks so much for everything you do, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Yeah, no, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.